Let's go down to Rio de Janeiro. Down to the Harajuku of Rio de Janeiro. A district called Ipanema. Now down there in Ipanema, there's a concentration of beautiful women. And you can bet wherever there's a concentration of beautiful women, there's a burgeoning colony of creepers ready to spring up. And Antonio was one of those creepers. The poet, musician type. And he and his buddy were down there in Ipanema writing songs. They were particularly taken by one of the Brazilian women. They wrote this. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently. And when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watches so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. You see, there's a great deal of pain exchanged between the creeper and the crept. And neither the creeper nor the crept mean the other any harm, but it's awfully painful. And of course, that pain is exacerbated when the actual girl from Ipanema tracked Antonio down and sued him for everything he was worth. By that time, he'd won a Grammy for the song, and he had a little money, but that was soon lost, and, you know, for the better. All he had was his pad and his pen, and, you know, what more does a poet need? Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she moves, it's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watches so sadly. How can he tell her he loves her? Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when he walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he.